Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 153 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our recent trip to Amarillo, Texas. We had the best time. We're going to talk about homecoming when we were in high school and now that our kids are in high school. We're going to talk about a new book that we're excited to read. We're going to talk about a couple of new products that Melanie has tried. Just all sorts of goodness for the late part of a smoking hot September. Before we get to all of that though, if you are interested in some bonus content from the two of us, then it may be your lucky day because you can find that at patreon.com/bigboo. Every month, Melanie and I are doing two bonus episodes. One is a closer look episode. This month it's about college football. And the second one, which is coming up in a few days, is a Q&A with questions from y'all. It's been so much fun. We're so grateful for those of you who have joined us there, and we would love for more of you to come on over. We are having such a blast. So, patreon.com/bigboo. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 153. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have been to Amarillo, Texas and are home again.
Yes, we have. And I would say we had a spectacular trip.
We really did have a spectacular trip. I think it's important for people to know that we went to Torchy's Tacos not once, but twice.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. In fact, what I appreciated is after the Saturday night event ended, Knox, Jamie, you and me were all looking at our watches going, do we have enough time to get to Torchy's before it closes?
Yes, and we did. And Erin made it too. She was separate.
That's right.
But she made it too.
She made it
too. I'm going to tell you, I had one taco at Torchy's. I didn't really care about that. But the queso and that, what was the green dip that we got?
That green avocado salsa.
Oh, now listen.
It's so good, isn't it?
I don't know that I didn't like that more than the, I mean, the queso was delicious, but I really love that green avocado salsa.
I like the green avocado salsa because it's a little bit lighter, you know, I mean, even though it's probably a sour cream based dip of some sort, but it feels a little lighter. It feels like a dip you could eat all day long.
Yes. It feels like a dip for a lifetime, doesn't it?
It really does. It really, and I will say, I know from experience, you can get it to go and it'll stay good in your refrigerator for about a week. Just saying.
I don't know if it would last in my refrigerator for a week. It was delicious. But we were in Canyon more than we were in Amarillo. But we had some great food while we were there. We really did.
Yeah, we did. Because those pizzas, what was the name of that place?
Barrel and Pie.
That's it. Yeah, those were delicious pizzas, I thought.
It was so good. And then the night before you got there, Jamie and Erin and I went to eat in Amarillo at Abuelo's, and that was delicious. Okay. Then we stayed at a bed and breakfast that had a really lovely breakfast for us in the mornings. You do not partake of the breakfast, but it was lovely.
But I did have two lattes that were delicious.
Yes, you certainly did. And then I feel like we had another meal. I feel like we did. Torchy's. What?
Well, and you and I went to Back 40 for lunch.
Yes, we went to Back 40 when I still had hope about the Mississippi State football game against Kansas State.
Yes.
That was delicious.
It was really good. It was really good. Like I don't feel like we have a place like that in San Antonio that's just like good. It was like sports bar-ish type food, right? Like a club sandwich, some queso and chips. Like I got those like chicken fried sliders that were delicious.
There's a place
in Baton Rouge we used to go all the time called Breebacher's. And okay. They have like a chicken club sandwich and that kind of, you know, a regular club sandwich, but it's kind of like it's like sports bar food. And we used to get that all the time on Saturdays. And Back 40 reminded me of maybe a little bit more of an upscale Breebacher situation. It was really good.
I loved it. I thought it was so good. Everything was like just, I don't know, it was delicious. In fact, I will say it's a testament to the food in Amarillo that I came home and I pretty much allowed myself only vegetables and water since I got home. Like by the time I got home, because we also ate in the Dallas Love Airport on our way home because we all had the same connection.
Yes, we did. I forgot. We ate in that airport, which, you know, I said it 1,000 times while we were there. The Dallas Love Airport is perhaps my favorite of all the airports. I love that airport. Yeah. I'm always so happy to have a layover in that airport because it's not too big. It's not too small. It has a food court at the center and shops. Yes. And it's easy. It's an easy airport.
It is. It is because you don't have to ride a tram to get anywhere. You're within walking distance to wherever your gate is. But there are several good, if you have time, like we did, to sit down and like enjoy a meal, you can do that. If you just need a Chick-fil-A, you can do that. If you need a Whataburger, you can do that. If you'd like to shop at the Mac store and need some new makeup, you can do that. It has an array of options.
It does. They have 2 Starbucks, one on each end. Like it's, I don't know. I think it's a fantastic airport. It's full of happy memories for me. And what you don't know is that after we split up and you went to your gate and Knox, Jamie, Aaron, and I went to our gate, the Cowboys were playing the Redskins on television. And they had it on all the TVs down at our gate. And one of the Southwest employees got on the microphone as she was trying to board a plane to Washington, D.C.
Oh.
And she talked so much trash that it was everything I didn't know I needed.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Dallas was dominant in that game, but she was a delight and she was cracking herself up and she was relentless.
You know, there's nothing I appreciate more than some sports trash talk, you know.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. So
I love that.
That was a little extra. Being able to watch Dallas play the Redskins in the Dallas airport with a bunch of Cowboys fans, but there was a whole group of folks going back to DC. It was great. It was so fun.
Okay. Well, that's so fun. Well, I'll tell you, you had much more fun on your layover than I did down at gate 18 on my layover. because I really didn't have that much fun, but it did go by fast though, because I was finishing up all my book edits and then all of a sudden it was time to board. And so I boarded and that was it.
Well, I was going to work on book edits because I turned in my book edits. And then week before last, I said, no, wait, I want it back. And I feel like there's some stuff I need to say. And so I got the book back and I was going to work on them at the gate, but I don't think there's any chance that I would ever get any work at all done if I were around Knox and Jamie and Aaron all the time, because pretty much all I did was laugh the whole time I sat there.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of describes my entire weekend in Amarillo. I was just laughing at somebody the whole time. Like it was just, I was like, this is just a delightful group to be with.
Well, I told David when I got home, I said, here's what's so fun about that to me. There's many people we love to be with, but here's what is so great about our podcast friends is it does not matter how you divide up the five of us.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy the person you're with. Like it doesn't matter what group of three, what group of two, like whatever. It's always a good time. Always so fun.
It does. It all works. It all works because like I had some delightful conversations with Aaron Moon. I had some great conversations with Jamie Golden. I had some great conversations with Knox all the way around. It was just it was a great weekend.
It was. They're so fun. And we got to do a benefit for Amarillo Angels, which is a phenomenal organization in Amarillo that works with foster families. And so it was really neat to hear more about what they're doing and to see more of what they're doing. And the people in the audience were just delightful and so kind. And it was, I don't know, it was just a really good 3 to 4 days in what I now know is the northwestern part of Texas.
Yes. I will tell you that we also got to see Jamie Golden's pre-show facial prep.
Okay. this was next level. Next level.
Let's talk about this. I'm going to say that I have never felt more low maintenance in my whole life. And that's not a term that anybody ever uses to describe me, ever. So the fact that, like, I so appreciate it because I was like, okay, for something like that, I mean, I'm going to bring my A game. I'm going to put on some eyeliner. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put on a little more concealer than I normally do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to work a little longer on my hair. But the fact that she went full on sheet mask and lip mask and under eye something.
Yes.
During sound check?
Yeah, I was going to say, not only did she, I thought she was just doing like a pre-makeup, an intensive pre-makeup prep. She yeah. wore all of that, every bit of that out to sound check. And I would also add, did not miss a beat. Did not explain to anyone why she had these things on her face. Nope. She was walking in the fullness of her calling as a beauty aficionado. She was something else.
I'm going to tell you, I looked over at her during sound check. She had on that sheet mask, and I was like, that's my president, Jamie Golden. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean, that was just, I so admire that. And I love that in the time that we talked, any beauty product, like, she's like, I've tried that. I've used that. Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about. Here's what you need to get. It's just, it was next level. And I appreciated it so much.
Well, Jamie really is one of the smartest people I know. She's so interested in so many things and she retains knowledge about so many things, but just watching the two of y'all have you have the same makeup bag, which by the way, I now have and transferred all my makeup over to it this morning.
It's so good, isn't it?
It is good. It's so, it makes you feel so organized.
Yes.
It's called, I can't remember the name of it. What's it called?
Oh, I'm going to have to look it up. It's like the train case.
I want to say it's called Ravenel, but that's Thomas on Southern Charm.
It's the Ravenel makeup. Hold on. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to find it. Yeah, it's so good. It's just, and there's a couple of different versions of it. I think that the Relavel. You were close.
I was close.
Relavel. Okay. Yeah, the Relavel Travel makeup train case.
Relavel.
Relavel. So yes, but because I like it, because I like to have my brushes. I actually put my brushes and my lip pencils in that top part where you can put everything, and then like anything that's long, and then even some of my mascaras. But then the rest is all my makeup, and it. It's made me feel, I mean, I can do my makeup so much easier than all those years I spent digging through my John Hart makeup bag where everything was just lumped in there.
Well, my makeup bag had ripped on the inside on both sides of it. So it was, I was in dire need, but this is fantastic. And, and by the way, different bag, but I looked at my Madewell clutch when I got home and I think it's the same size as yours. I'm unzipping it right now.
Oh, you do?
Does yours have card slots in it?
It does. Yeah. And like a little snap, like a little snap pocket. It's, okay.
They're the same size.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. So I told Sophie, we both have this same Madewell clutch kind of thing, but they had a clutch and then they had a makeup bag. And when I got mine in, it was smaller than what I had envisioned it being. But you know why I figured it out is because you know where we heard about that first is from Bree McCoy. And Bree is the tiniest little pocket person. Mm-hmm. And so when she was holding it up, it did look like a full size clutch.
Right. And yes, and it does not look that way with me. It looks more like a coin purse, but it's very cute and I like it a lot.
Yeah. And it's big enough. I mean, I like it because I can fit my phone. I can fit a lip gloss. I can fit my keys and I can fit a pair of readers, those are really my essential items.
I did think in Amarillo when we were doing something, I was like, well, we both have readers on. It's a whole new day.
I know. I just can't even, I feel like everybody's so tired of hearing about my eyes and that I can't see.
The heat.
Heat has really done a number on my eyes this summer. It has really done them in. So.
Listen, I got my, you know, when we do the simple contacts ads, I always say it's not a substitute for a full eye health exam. And I had my full eye health exam a couple of weeks ago. And because you really do need to go that get those, y'all. You just don't ever know what's going on behind your eyes unless you let a doctor get a look. And she said, I don't think your prescription needs to change. I think your eyes are great. But I think they're just, I think it's because I've been working on edits and I'm working, you know, with little print and all that kind of stuff. I just feel like they get tired so much more easily than they used to. They're just exhausted. My eyes are exhausted.
Well, so, between the heat, it's the between the heat and the environment, what are you going to do? I do feel like, I know I've been saying this forever, I really am going to go to the eye doctor and just see what my options are. I will say, I think I mentioned on the last podcast, just while we're talking about eyes, that I had ordered that Tula, like, cooling and brightening eye balm. Did I mention that?
Yes, you did. That?
I'm going to tell you, it's a winner.
Like, I think you did. Maybe not. Okay.
I think I mentioned I had ordered it. I think I said I had ordered it, but it had not come in yet. But I'm going to tell you that it's in, and I'm going to tell you that Caroline and I both use it every morning, and it is delightful. I'm going to say it helps with the heat. Like when you put it under your eyes, like it gives it a little bit of brightening, so it kind of lightens stuff up, but it also has this cooling sensation. So it helps wake you up in the morning.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I'm a fan. It feels really good. So it feels like it's the kind of thing that right now, I wanted to get one tube and try it, but now we both love it enough that I want another one. And I feel like it's the kind of thing I'll keep maybe in my Madewell clutch. And like throughout the day, I may just reapply it under my eyes.
Just a little pat.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I get that because when I used to use Paul Mitchell tea tree oil shampoo, which is really probably one of my favorite shampoos of all time, but I don't use it. I have so much color on my hair now that I can't use, you know, just any old regular shampoo. Yeah. But I used to get just the tiniest bit of that in the mornings. And after I would wash my face, I would put it up under my eyes just to let that rosemary and that tea tree get all up in there. And I would always feel so awake.
Yes.
So I think I would like this.
Yeah. I think you would too. It's a winner for sure. So that's that.
Okay. And so we're in homecoming or coming upon homecoming season in our respective homes.
Yes, we are. Ours is this weekend.
Okay, and ours is in 2 weeks. And Alex has asked somebody to homecoming. Caroline has been asked to homecoming.
Yes.
And you posted a picture on Instagram last week of you at homecoming, which I just, let me just say this before I ask you a question. If I had ever wondered, golly, what could I have in common with a girl in South Texas I've never met? If that had ever occurred to me back when we first met on the internet, if I had seen that picture, I would have known enough. We have enough in common because we both had that Jessica McClintock dress, although I promise you my collar was more elaborate. My collar was bigger. It was equally crocheted, but it was bigger. And this is my question. Was your dress, did it have some detail along the hem, or was it just a straight velvet hem?
I think it was just a straight velvet hem.
Okay.
Which is why I felt like I needed it. It really needed the lace tights to accentuate. It needed the lace tights to harken back to the lace around the collar, you know?
Oh, well, that was my Christmas dress 1 year, I remember. Like, you know how you
was yours green? Have I seen a picture of you? Was it green or was it black velvet?
No, I had a black velvet one. I probably also had a similar situation in green. I had a lot of Jessica McClintock product.
You and me both, sister.
It was my favorite. And so I did have some kind of emerald green something with a lace collar. I also had a light pink something with a lace collar. Had a lot of lace collars. But when I saw that dress, I was like, oh, we were sisters long before we knew the other one existed. Like,
that's exactly right. We didn't know. And when I looked at that dress, like I really had to sit and think, and I was like, homecoming really for all schools has always been September or October. So I was wearing a long sleeve black velvet dress in Beaumont, Texas, which if you haven't been there is one of the most humid places on the face of the earth. And I just wore that black velvet. I had to be, and I'm going to tell you, our homecoming, it wasn't fancy like the kids do now. It was in our cafeteria. It was in our high school cafeteria.
None of this gave me any pause at all because I would have made the exact same set of decisions.
Yes.
It didn't. Yes, I didn't wonder for 1 minute what you were doing wearing velvet in September in Beaumont, Texas. I know exactly what you were doing. I'm on track with that entire thought process. It makes total sense to me.
Yep, the gunny sacks. Well, and I'm going to look and see if I have another picture, because I actually went to 2 homecomings that year. That was my sophomore year. And I went to one at another school. And for that one, I wore a pink, like a bubblegum pink floral dress. It wasn't gunny sacks. I don't remember what it was, but I was equally enamored of it. And I
Leslie Lux?
No, I think this predated Leslie Lux. Okay. Leslie Lux really didn't come around until I know our senior year, because I have a lot of pictures of me and Leslie Lux my senior year.
That's true. Leslie Lux for me was more like freshman year of college, kind of. It was more of a grown up look, kind of a career look, really.
Well, because the shoulder pads. Sure. I mean, you think you couldn't put those shoulder pads on a small child because they'd be weighted down. They wouldn't have been able to turn their head to the right nor the left. So you had to really, my favorite Leslie Lux dress, which I'm going to have to look and see if I can find a picture, but it was I wore it for Easter. It was long drop waist, white dress that had royal blue trim and had an enormous sailor collar. It was sleeveless, but then it had this enormous sailor collar. And then it also had the royal blue trim around the bottom. I don't know that I've ever loved a dress like I love that one.
All these young girls having to run around in half a skirt. Don't even know what they missed. They don't even know the treasure trove of ankle length dresses with sailor collars and lace collars and padded shoulders that they missed. They have no idea.
With tights, with either flats or a kitten heel that you would wear.
With a bow pops. Yes.
In your hair. Because I'm going to tell you, we just have been through the process of finding a homecoming dress for Caroline. And I'm going to say, to find something that isn't part of like the Kardashian collection is like, it's a challenge. Like when you start looking online, you're like, what are some of these dresses that are happening? And like, we ordered one that I'm going to say I had pause about it before we ordered it. We found it on Shop Revolve, and it looked a little suspect to me online.
Maybe as my mama would have said, maybe it looked a little skimpy. It's a little skimpy.
It looked a little skimpy. It wasn't even that it looked so skimpy. It was like, if it fit right, it could have been okay. But it also wasn't very expensive. And not that, but I mean, I'm like, here's a problem. A $60 white dress just feels like probably isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
And so
the Lord won't bless it. Lord's not going to bless a $60 white dress. He won't bless it.
No, I feel like you could do a $60 black dress, but I feel like white, you need a lot of things to come fall into place there. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it wasn't going to really be optimal. And I'm going to tell you, it came in yesterday. And as soon as I pulled it out of the package, I was like, did we misorder? Is this a shirt? Because I think this is a shirt. It was the tiniest little piece of fabric. And when Caroline came home, I showed it to her. I held it up and I said, I'm going to say that you can try this on, but I don't think it's going to fit. I said, I can't imagine that it's going to fit. And she looked at it. She goes, does it have any stretch in the material? I said, not even a little bit. And she came in. I think it was just for the challenge of it. She couldn't get it over her hips. And I'm going to tell you, you know, she's not a big person.
Oh, my word.
No. And so I was like, yeah, that's going back. But I'm like, who's supposed to wear that dress? I mean, she's a zero. So who's wearing that dress?
Right.
So anyway, but we managed to find a dress, but it's a challenge. I mean, like, I just feel like it's really hard to find something that literally covers all your bases is what I'm going to say. That just took a much. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to let it lie.
I mean, it works. It really does work.
It does.
I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah,
I don't know of a better way to say it.
Nope, that's it. That's it. It needs to cover all your bases. Yeah. And so
cover ye bases is what the motto of Homecoming 2019 is.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear friends of mine who have girls talk all the time, and I think I see so many girls all the time who look darling. This is, I'm not trying to like cast some big shadow over everything that's available, but just like you said, and so much of what they buy is online. And so it's hard to know if what you see on a screen is anything like what it'll look like in person. And it's just, it's just, there's a lot involved in trying to find a dress. It's not like when we were growing up and you had one boutique in town that you'd go to that always had the gunny sacks and you just go pick out the gunny sacks you liked.
Yeah. Yeah. And like five other people at that same dance may have on your same dress, but it was fine because you all knew it was gunny sacks and it just worked. But it's like, it's much harder now to find the dress.
Now, the other thing that you had on in that picture was
a mom.
Something that was enormous.
Yes.
With a lot of ribbon.
Yeah. Now, did y'all do that in Mississippi? Did y'all have moms?
We did not. Now, you might get a mom, like one mom that was like a corsage that would have like ours would have an M on it with like a little football pendant. You might get a mom, but you didn't get these things that y'all, I mean, like the first time I saw a picture of what y'all wore, it was like a sunflower festival or something. I don't know. I didn't know what that was. They're gigantic.
Oh, they were huge. And like we used to wear them. So Gully and I started laughing because we were thinking about them because it's different now because so Caroline's high school, they do mums, but they do them like Friday. You get them Friday and you wear them to the game, the football game Friday night. Or you wear them to school Friday, you wear them to the football game Friday night. Most of them are all just silk fake flowers now so that you can keep them, you know, so they last forever. So you get those. So that's it. We used to get ours, like we would get them and we would wear them Friday to the football game. And then we would pin them to our dresses. Like Gully was like, did we dance in those mums? And we did. We sure did. Like, that couldn't have been good for that velvet gunny sacks material.
Well, but it helped you cover your bases, I bet, sister.
It did. It covered the multitude. It covered a lot of bases. We used to wear them. And the ones at Caroline's school are still pretty modest. They're about the same size as ours were back then. But I'm going to tell you, there are some schools, if you start looking at Texas moms, I mean, there are some enormous ones. Like there are ones where girls, it's like you get three different flowers if you're involved in three different activities and you've got a ribbon for the band and you've got a ribbon for your boyfriend and a ribbon for your sports you play and all manner of bells and whistles and things to wear like for a while. And I don't know if they still do this, but you used to see where literally a girl would like get something that she just wear around her neck because you couldn't even like pin them to something anymore.
Yeah,
it's like they kind of
Your flower is at least a reasonable size. My friend Marion's daughter in Houston, the thing that she got was, I mean, like those things were, I think you really would have to wear it around your neck. I don't know how you would ever pin it to anything, but we didn't do all those ribbons like what you have. And ours was a much more subdued version of that. But I think it's fun.
It's super fun. And you have them, but ours were back then. You usually had a real flower. So that was the other thing is you had a real white mom. And now you have that option, but like you tend to always get the white, more like a silk mom so that it looks cute forever. But I mean, it was a big deal like to get those. And that year I went to two different schools homecoming. So to get two different moms, I mean, I don't know that I've ever felt better about myself than I did sophomore year because of that.
It was a big time socially for Melanie Marino. It was.
It really was probably the peak right there in my sophomore year. Probably the most social I've ever been.
Now, one thing that we've talked about before Amarillo, we talked about it again in Amarillo, and we feel like we should probably mention it here, is that we have, surprisingly for us, we have maybe hit a wall in our television viewing that we did not expect. We have discovered a boundary we did not know we would need or that we would have.
No, but we had no idea. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you that it set me free. So I was watching, I was behind on my TV. So I guess it was last week sometime. I was like, I'm going to turn on Real Housewives of Orange County and I'm going to get caught up. And I started watching it and I watched a little bit longer. And then finally I was like, you know what? I think I'm out. Mm-hmm. I think it's too tacky. It's too crass. It feels over the top. It just feels foul to me. Like I just, and that's really, I'm going to say that that's how you know you're a bridge too far, because I'm, nobody's ever accused me of being very judicious about what I choose to watch on television.
Listen,
I'm a person who's watched multiple seasons of Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, it's not like I'm some paragon of tasteful television, yeah, but it just felt like too much. And so I texted you and I said, I don't think I can watch the OC. And you said, me neither, which we have never done in the history of the Real Housewives franchise.
No, but same, because I've been behind on everything. But I watched, I think, the first episode, and I got about 10 minutes into the second episode of the season, and I said, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not, like, it's one thing when everybody's being silly and they have their petty disagreements and all this kind of stuff, but it has tread into some straight up, like, nasty character assassination. And I thought, nope, I'm out. Y'all lost me on this one, which again is saying something.
Yeah. Yeah. This just feels too, I'm like, oh, to go back to just the sweet, innocent days when we were just all mad about Dorit giving up her dog, you know, like that.
I know. I just want to be worried about Eddie's heart again. I just want to be worried about his heart again. I don't know. But all this stuff, it got pretty ugly last season.
Yeah.
And there are, there's one person in particular on the cast now who I really don't feel like has great boundaries just as a human. So we're out with Real Housewives of Orange County, and I'm sorry, but oh well.
No, I'm done. I'm done. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. I cannot watch you any longer.
Well, maybe we'll find something to make up the difference. Y'all, I am so happy to be able to tell you about something that Melanie and I both love so much. And that is our FabFitFun subscriptions. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is now on pre-sale. And y'all, I cannot even explain to you what a treat and a joy it is to get a FabFitFun box at your front door 4 times a year. There are health and beauty products. There are household products. There are great accessories. Sometimes there's even jewelry. It's full-size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and tech products. They deliver the seasonal must-haves that we all need. So the fall box is a perfect way to treat yourself or others and get ready for what is surely the most wonderful time of year with a carefully curated box of products. I'm telling y'all, it's like Christmas 4 times a year. The products in the FabFitFun box always have a value of over $200. It retails for $49.99, but you can get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com/BigBoo. That's FabFitFun.com/BigBoo for $10 off your first FabFitFun subscription box. Y'all are gonna love it. Okay, here we go. Back to episode 153.
I know. Well, it's freed up some time in my television viewing schedule, so I can add something, although I don't really know what to add.
But we found a new book to read, though.
Oh, we did. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I think that was so funny. So another thing that tells me we're on the same page right now, just like we would have been with Gunny Sacks back in 1986.
That's right.
I don't know how it even came up on my Amazon, other than Amazon knows me and knows my heart. But I was looking last night and all of a sudden it popped up and it was a book called American Royal.
And it had popped up for me last week, I think. And so I've got it on my Kindle right now. I haven't read very much of it at all, but it's a young adult fiction book, which is right up my alley.
Even better.
Yeah. Oh, even better. So we're excited about that because if we love anything, it's a fictional book about some royals.
Yep. And it's by Catherine McGee.
Yes.
But it just looked really good. And I was like, okay, I think I'm all in for that. And I looked for a minute because it says teen and young adult, but I didn't see that. And then at the bottom, it said, like, I was kind of falling, like going through, and it showed it was published by like so-and-so's young reader division. And so I really had to study because I was like, am I about to order a picture book about some sort of, like what? But no, it's an actual book. It's an actual real book. So that's my plan for the weekend, is to knock that sucker out.
I know. I can't wait to read. I'm going outside of Chicago this weekend, but I fly into Chicago, so I'm going to have some plane time. And so I'm hopeful that I will get to read as well. It's exciting.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be here managing homecoming festivities is what my weekend is going to entail. So that'll be fun. And then I also, oh, what? Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, do they do their dance on Saturday night?
Yeah. So they'll do. So we'll have football game Friday night. And then we actually have an early morning soccer game on Saturday, which is fine because better Saturday than the night after the dance. And then the dance is Saturday night.
Will Caroline do her own hair or will you do her hair?
It kind of depends. She feels right now like she's probably just going to wear it straight. And so if she just wears it straight, actually, I'll still straighten it for her. Yeah, I'll pretty much do it no matter what. That's pretty much it. So yeah, I'm sure I will. Either way, I'll end up doing it. And then I think she's going to go get her nails done because after the soccer game, she's going to need, if we're wearing sandals, we're going to need to do something about those feet. So it's just, listen, soccer girl feet, my friend Tiffany, and I laugh because she's got three beautiful daughters. I always say they look like a family of mermaids and her girls are so pretty, but they all play soccer. And she's like, and so for years, her girls are older. And so they've gone to dances and I'm like, they look gorgeous. And she's like, you don't even know the work we had to put into their feet to get them to look okay. Now I get it. I'm like, got to do some work on this feet. Mm-hmm. So after the soccer game on Saturday, we're going to go get them. It's going to be like a Dumb and Dumber situation. We're going to get the saw and like work on those suckers. So we've got that. And then now I tried one other, I think I mentioned it to you and Jamie. Did I tell y'all that I had ordered those magnetic false eyelashes?
You did. You did mention that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that I got those in, and I've spent the better part of the last 2 days trying to figure out how to get them on.
Listen, I got my hair cut today, and they had false eyelashes at the checkout. And I was like, oh, I want some. Ooh, that demi size. But I thought I would never get them on my eyes. I'm going to tell you that Jamie Golden put false eyelashes on in like 5 seconds. Bloop, 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 yep. Bloop, pat, pat, wave, and they're yep. on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know. Well, and maybe I would be better with the glue, but I thought that looks so easy. Like you have that little tool and like you have a magnetic on the top and a magnetic on the bottom and you just clamp them down. And I'm like, I curl my eyelashes. So it's not like I'm not used to coming at my eye with like an apparatus of some sort. But I'm going to tell you, I have pinched my eyelid. I've had magnet lashes hanging off the end of my real eyelashes.
I would pay $500 to watch this for a day. I would pay cash money to watch you try to clamp those little things on the ends of your eyelids.
I can't do it. I cannot do it. And the thing is when I finally got them on the ends of my eyelashes, I was like, well, these actually look really good, except for they're halfway down my existing eyelash. I've never wanted so bad to make something work. And I cannot, I'm like, I don't have the hand-eye coordination. And I'm sitting there and then like they'll slip. And then I'm like, okay, I got them that time. And I'll like put them on. And then there they are just clamped to each other still on the end of that deal. I can't do it.
Can you send them back?
Well, I mean, they were like $10. I mean, I'm not that worried about it. Okay. It wasn't. But then Jamie had told me that there's some sort of like one that has a magnetic eyeliner where you put on the magnetic eyeliner and then you just stick the lashes to that magnetic eyeliner. And I'm like, maybe that would be better than me trying to like figure out top and bottom. Because to get that thing and then you have to do like one set, it has to go right in between your eyelash. And I'm going to keep working on it is what I'm saying. I'm not giving up, but by this point, those eyelashes have been handled so much that they really are going to look pretty janky. Even if I manage to run my eye,
they're not going to receive mascara.
No, but that they don't seem like they need mascara. Like they're black and they're lovely. And then I went to Ulta today because I was looking for some, I know. And I looked to see if they had a different kind. And then I just was like, you know what? Maybe it's time to just give it up.
Well, I applaud your efforts. Well, I mean, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Well, that's kind of what I figured is, I mean, I might as well give it a whirl, but I'm just going to tell you that I was really sad about I thought I had better coordination than I apparently have.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'll get over it. It'll be fine. I'll just keep using my new lash to keep them long.
Well, I came back from Amarillo to find that our oven was out. Oh. And so it will not be fixed until next Tuesday. Oh, so the good news is, to me, this means I can't cook at all. Never you mind that I have an Instant Pot.
No.
I can't cook at all. My oven's out.
Clearly not. That's just logic. I mean, that's common sense. Mm-hmm. So no, nobody could expect you to cook.
But last night, because we'd had the oven repairman out, apparently on the fuse box, it's connected to our dryer. And so we got ready to put some clothes in the dryer and that wouldn't work. And I promise you could hear the air leaving David Hudson's body. As we said, the dryer won't turn on. But as it turned out, it was just a fuse issue and he fixed it. But it's just been, we've had a leak in our bathroom. The oven doesn't work. You know, it's just been one of those, we got a new mattress that I hated immediately. David said at some point he woke up, he had fallen asleep on it the first night we had it, and he woke up and I was like trying to turn over going, this is awful. It's awful. So I hated it deeply from the moment I first like laid down on it. So that we've now since ordered a different mattress that's on our bed right now. We've got the old one propped up against the wall. They're coming to pick it up tomorrow. Okay. Or the new one that we've slept on for 4 nights that I hate with my whole heart. And so, you know, it's really been the joys of home ownership around here.
But yeah.
Anyway, this is what you are. I've got high hopes.
You are full on adulting right now. That is what you were.
Seriously.
I mean, just full on having to be an adult.
Well, they're going to come demolish our bathroom on Friday because of, it's just, there are issues upon issues with the leak, and we've got to get the shower out to get, like, you know, it's a whole thing. So David and Alex and I will be sharing a bath for the next several weeks. Mm. So if anybody would like to start a prayer chain, you would not waste any of that on us.
No.
Because we have two full bathrooms and a half bath. And so the only other full bath is the one that connects Alex's room and the guest room. So,
and I feel like you hear a lot of grown women say, you know what I really wish is I could share a bathroom with my teenage son for a couple.
That really would be a dream come true. Here's what I'm going to do. I plan to get up in the dark of night. Mm-hmm. I want to get up about 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to slip in there without turning on a light. I don't want to see it. And I'll take a quick shower and hop out. That's kind of what my plan is.
That's a good strategy. I saw something today and it was on somebody's Facebook and I can't remember, but it basically said, like, if you and your teenager are having an enjoyable morning together, don't go in their room or look in their closet or take a glance in their bathroom. Yeah. And I thought, isn't that the truest thing? Because like
nothing sets me off.
Like if I open up that closet and there's just stuff everywhere, I'm like, what are you doing? And I told Kelly the other day, I was griping and I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, I need her to start putting the lids back on all her containers. I said, I'm so tired of these lids. And Gully was like, I know, but keep it in perspective. That's not a bad problem. And I was like, no, but today it feels like the thing that's going to send me over the edge.
Mm-hmm. I need for you to get your Mountain Dew cans from the floor into the trash.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's far. Mm-mm. I feel like it's a real reasonable request on my end of things, but like why is this hard?
Yeah.
And I know they're precious and they're going to be gone soon. And I get all that, but I'm going to need them for their college roommate's sake to be able to, and when I say them, I mean mine. But I don't want him to be somebody who leaves trash on random surfaces.
No. Like, you don't want his roommates to say, well, and then we got the ants because of Alex. You know what I mean? Like that, because that's what I think with Caroline. I'm like, I don't want somebody, some poor girl calling home going, I cannot believe my roommate and the way she lives. So I know it's like a constant thing, but I'm like, I take solace in it. Seems like they're all some version of this. So maybe they're just all slobs until they figure it out. I don't know.
I think they are. I think they're all slobs. I really do. I've told David before, the stories I've heard of like how elaborately they hide food, you know, like in their rooms, the things that they store in their drawers because they might need a snack, but don't want to have to walk to the kitchen.
Gross.
I mean, I've heard conversations about this for years and it's sobering. I'm going to tell you, it's borderline. Ugh. It might well be a crisis. It really might be.
Ugh, it's just disgusting.
Now, I got a direct message today on Instagram, and now I don't have my phone, and I can't remember who sent me the message, and I'm so sorry that I can't remember, saying that we needed to help spread the word about Karen Howell on Twitter.
Oh, Karen Howell is my favorite person to follow. I tell everybody to follow her on Twitter.
I don't even know how to explain to you what you're missing. Mm-hmm. If you're not following Karen on Twitter, I just would say that your life is going to be a richer, happier place.
That's right.
Once you do follow her on Twitter. And the message that I got today was like, is she a real person? I will say, yes, she is. Yes. I have met her in person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She is from Mississippi. She is a lovely person. And she is made for Twitter. That's the only way I know to describe it. But she's Karen E. Howell on Twitter. That's her username. Mm-hmm. And nothing is sacred with her, really.
No.
I mean, there's nothing that she won't, you know, make light of, but it's delightful. It really, it's when Twitter can be such a cesspool at times, Karen is a reason to keep on going.
I feel like she's one of the reasons I stay on Twitter. You know, there are a couple of people where I'm like, this is why I'm going to stay. College football is a reason I would stay. Karen Howell is a reason I would stay. Like, just because, you know, if anything happens, like when the sidelines caught on fire at the Tennessee Titans game this weekend, like you just know, like immediately, like instantaneously, she's going to have the funniest commentary about it that is so fitting. And I can't tell you how many times that I'm like, dang, I wish I would have thought of that. Like, it's so sharp and so funny. She's a must follow to me.
She's so quick. And I wish I understood how she keeps her GIFs organized on her computer, because she's got to have a system to be able to access them as quickly as she does, but I don't know what it is.
I know. It's genius. I'm like, I wish I had that gift.
Mm-hmm. She's a bright spot for sure. I'll tell you what was not a bright spot was the Mississippi State Kansas State game. It was not a bright spot for me. So we'll just see what's down the road. I don't know.
Sometimes you have to learn and grow, you know, from football. That's what I tell myself. I don't know. I mean, we play Auburn this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we got a 50-50 shot is how I feel. I mean, I feel like it could, you see, I'm protecting my heart. it could go either way. And it's fine. It's all fine. But unless I'm remaining guarded about this football season until I see how that game turns out, because I get that we really took it to Lamar, but that doesn't feel like a real test necessarily.
No. Now, did you see the Mike Leach press conference?
Oh, did I see it? How many times have I watched it?
Would you care to summarize it? It was a real bright spot for me. I will say, in a time of some football despair, it's really been a bright spot for me this week.
I'm going to tell you what I wish would happen. I don't really wish this on Mississippi State, because I would never wish for y'all to have a bad season. I'm just saying that if things with Moorhead don't work out, I wouldn't mind seeing y'all hire Mike Leach. I feel like I need him coaching somewhere in the SEC, because he's such a gift. He's like another version of Les Miles, where you just don't know what he's going to say. But when he went on that whole spiel about which Pac-10 mascot could take on who and who would win, and he said you'd have to get some Harry Potter people to come tell you about a Sun Devil's capabilities, and the whole I was like, I mean, he really, like, it was like instantaneously he was really putting serious thought into who could take on who, and like, was a Ute, do you have a gun, like, you need to know more about the Ute. It was
real analysis. It was like he was sincere in his analysis, and also I think a genius. I mean, I really think he's a genius.
Oh, I think he without a doubt is a genius, and I think he's a great football coach. I mean, look what he did for Texas Tech. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, he was amazing, and that was at a time where it was really hard to get players to go to Tech, because you had UT was at the top of their game and A&M was coming up, and you had all the Big 12 competition, and Mike Leach put together a winning football program at Tech, and I'm still sad that he's gone, and I would like to see him working in the SEC as a coach is what I would like. So, and I'm thinking Tennessee is going to be in the market.
That's a true story. I don't think he would take that job though. I don't think he would take any job where a fan base is going to push back against him. You know, I don't think he needs to.
No, no. But you think you put him in a Mississippi State where like, if you figure out, you can get you to like a 9-3 season. They build a statue of him on the campus. He's a little bit nuts, which I feel like people in the South appreciate. Saying that's a winning combination right there.
I agree. Like, I would love for him to be in the SEC. I miss Les Miles like crazy. I'm so jealous of Kansas that they have him, you know, because we don't get, I mean, I guess we could follow it, but just as a matter of daily routine, I'm not keeping up with all the Kansas Jayhawk news. And I'm jealous for the diehard Kansas fans who get little bits and pieces of Les Miles every single day. What more could you want as a football fan?
I mean, nothing. I'm going to tell you right now, nothing. You couldn't want for anything else.
Well, I guess we're going to head into our homecoming weekend, or your homecoming weekend, and then mine in a couple of weeks. I'm going to head to Chicago, the Chicago area.
That's right.
And we'll be back again next week. We'll also, next week, if you're a Patreon person, our Q&A will be out. So you'll have that also for your late September fun and enjoyment.
That's right. Loads of fun things in store.
All right. Well, I guess all that said, we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.